There are Testament days, and the Braisa says as follows. The Tanya, we learned in the Braisa. Omer of Shimon HaTzadik, or Omer Shimon HaTzadik. Shimon HaTzadik said, "Biyamai, all my life, v'yachalti Hashem Nazir Tamei. I never ate the Asham of a Nazir Tamei. My whole life I've gone, and I've never eaten the Asham of a Nazir Tamei. Ela Echad. Except one time. One time I ate the Hashem Nazir Tamei. What happened? Ha machas, one time, Bo Adam Echad Nazir min Adarim. A Nazir from the south came to me. And this Nazir was different than all the Nazirim. Despite Shimon HaTzadik having the practice never to eat from the carbon of a Nazir, he always doubted it. This was the one exception. So let us learn a little about this Nazir, this Tzaddik. This Nazir was different than all of the Nazirim. There was something extra special about this Nazir, and this was the exception of Shimon HaTzadik, who had a custom never to eat from the carbon of a Nazir. But this Nazir was different. There was something more special. He was a bigger Tzaddik. There was something unique about this Nazir. So let's listen carefully to the details that the Gemara gives us about this Nazir, this Tzaddik. And the Gemara says as follows. V'ra'isiv, Zal Shimon HaTzadik, I saw this Nazir, Shu yifeh einayim, he had beautiful eyes, V'toiv ra'i, he had a good appearance. He was a beautiful looking person. V'kibutzoisav seduris le'tal talim, and his hair was braided into beautiful locks. He was a very good looking person. Amarti lo'i, so I said to this Nazir, B'ni, my son, what did you see to become a Nazir, to destroy your hair, this great pleasure? What are you harming yourself for? You're a good looking person, and here you're making yourself, while you're a Nazir, to grow your hair long. After you're a Nazir, you have to take off your hair. What did you see to do this to yourself? My son, why are you doing this to yourself? You're harming yourself. Hashem wants us to enjoy this world. What do you see to take away this enjoyment? Ma'ra'isa, what did you see? Hashem gave you matani, made this person good looking. What, my high, it's a cash on you. My high, Ma'ra'isa, what could you possibly have seen that a pleasure Hashem gave you that could be used to serve Hashem? The Shiva always says, right, my Rebbe always says, was a very charismatic and good looking person. And he used it to start 86 yeshivas around Russia and to influence the whole populace of Russia, hundreds of thousands of people, to serve the British and use his charisma. This person, you had good looks, Mara Yisa. What did you see destroy this? Amar Li. So the Nazir, this good-looking man, this special person, said, Amar Li, he said to Shimon HaTzadik, Raya Yisi La'aba Be'iri, I was a shepherd to my father in my city. I was a shepherd. Halachti l'malos mayim min hamayim, and I went to fill up water from the well. V'nistakalti b'vavoshali, and I saw my reflection in the water. U'pachaz ala yitzri, and the Zahara swiftly came upon me. The first thing that hits me in the Nazir's words are his akara that the Zahara acts fast with us. U'pachaz ala yitzri. Pachas means fast. Pasuk in the Torah, Mayachi, Pachas kamayim al toisar. Since you're swift like water, Reuven, al toisar, you will not retain the Bechayra. Pachas means swift. This Nazir, this Tzaddik, understands that Yitzhahara works fast, quick. Pachas ala Yitzri, makes Yitzhahara swiftly came upon me. Doesn't say the Yitzhahara came upon me. He swiftly came upon me. The Yitzhahara's whole trick is quick, 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 let's go. You're walking down the street, quick, let's give a look. The person's learning Chavrusa, quick, quick, let's go, say this, it's on your mind, quick. The first Hakar of the Nazir is clear Hakar of the Yitzhara. Pachaz ala Yitzri, Meitzahara came swiftly upon me. He came Baholodik, in a Bahol, let's go, act fast. Act in a state of haste, don't think about it. That's the Yisai of the Yitzhara, Pachaz, fast. And this Nazir, who we'll see defeated the Yitzhara, has the clear akar of how the Yitzhara works. He always works in a haste. He wants you to make a decision in Bahala. In that moment of confusion, he wants to sell your soul down the drain. In that moment of Yish, you have a buffer, is feeling a little down, he wants you to quit. Because Pachas Alayitri, he wants you to act in haste. That's the Yisoy of the Yitzhara. The Chazanish says that if you have thoughts, your first thoughts are Dinyonis, imagination, or dreams, Yitzhara. The Yitzhara works Pachas Alayitri. He gets you to act in haste. Esav was a tzaddik, according to Rabbi Miller, at the time he sold the Chayyar, he was a tzaddik. The Raya is in the Chazal that way. What made him sell his Bechayah? So it says he came in from the field Ayyev. Now every Taich Ayyev, he was tired. It was a weak moment. It was a weak moment. Asa had one weak moment, whatever caused that weakness. It says he came from the Sada Ayyev. He was weak. It was a weak moment. He was tired. It was episodes of Shvachkeit. On that day, he sold his mitzvahs. He sold his Bechayah. That's the Yisrael of the Yitzhara. The Yisrael of the Yitzhara was Pachas. To get you to act, he comes upon you swiftly, quick, in haste, in that Baha'u'llah moment. So, Pachas Ala Yitzri, this tzaddik was Akara, how the Yitzhara worked, says, I felt him as the Yitzhara. Had I known it was the Yitzhara, I felt him because I saw him acting swiftly. Then he says, Ubikish Tardanim in Oilim. My Yitzhara wanted to destroy me from the world. The Yitzhara obviously told him, you're a good looking guy, and try to get him. Try to elicit taivas in him. You're a good looking guy and try to get him a little to be a valgaiva, to perhaps and try to get him to be nichshal in certain averis. So he says, Ubikish is Tardanim in Oilam. The Yitzhar wanted to destroy me from the world. Ibn says, Afruma. He's a Fruma guy with the Langabird. So he says, the Yitzhar wanted to destroy me from where? From my own Haba. He wanted to take away my own Haba. That should be his point. The Yitzhar was so stark. I have by the way, that's not what he says. Listen to his words. Listen to his beautiful tzaddik's words. Ubikash atardeni min ha'olam. He wanted to destroy me from this world. This yid has the akara, and the Yitzhar is not coming to destroy us from Olam Haba. He wants to take away Olam Haza. He doesn't want to take away Olam Haba, he wants to take away Olam Haza. This yid understood that life of just running after Taibas, of just running after whatever the person feels, it doesn't destroy his Olam Haba. It destroys his Olam Haza. He has no zich. He has no self. He has no Olam Haza. I'll never forget, in Yeshiva Rakway, there was a yid who used to hang around there. He was a divorced yid. He went through a lot of different stories, mishpach, all the mizachim. I was there when he told my parent. I was going to be there until today, as a Roshim on me. The yid told my parent that I destroyed myself. He was a middle-aged man. He said, I destroyed my own life. And I remember he said that he was always a person about taiva, and he was always looking. He was about taiva. And he said, in marriage, I kept being about taiva. And I destroyed my own life. I was a young high school kid, and left a big roshim, an older man saying, a middle-aged man, he was hanging around the shifarak, like, Taka destroyed life. He said, I destroyed my own life, because I ran into taiva. I never learned to stop running into taiva. This Nazar understood Vikash and Tardanim and Oilam. There's no Oilam Hazah for a person who doesn't have self-control. There's no Oilam Hazah for a person who whatever his desire is, nobody describes it better than Dabra Melech. Until Dabra Melech describes a Rasha as Kimites, like Shaf, Asher to defend a Ruach that the wind pushes. Whatever the person, he has a type for food, phew, he goes running to the restaurant. He has a type for this, phew, he goes running this way. He has a type for this, whatever his type is to, there's no better description. It's like shaft that the wind might defend a ruach. Like shaft that the wind just blows around. No zich, no self, no atzmius. Bikash atardeinu min ha'olam. He pasha wanted to destroy me from this world. He said to me, just follow whatever your types are. Whatever you have a desire for this, a desire for that. I want to be masbit to the Baruch, to myself something, to all of us together. I want to be masbit to us, the following thing. And there's something I've said before, I want to rechazen for myself, maybe share with them. There's an immense mistake that people don't know what Bechir is. We don't comprehend what Bechir is. The Matzio Solomon says this often, we don't know what Bechir is. And not only don't we know what Bechir is, there are people who go their whole lives without once exercising Bechir. There are people who go their whole lives that people go years without once exercising bechira. Bechira is bliss. When a Jew exercises bechira, it's olam haba in this world. It's joy, it's happiness. It's a tremendous feeling. What is bechira? People feel the bechira is, if I have a choice for supper, do I want meat or do I want milk and gufleish? My wife says, Daniel, for supper tonight, you want milk and gufleish? She says, let me use my bechira. Choice is great. I love bechira. I'll take fleish if it's a steak. Usually that's what the man chooses. Okay, fleish it will be. I use bechira, choice. Free choice. Free will. Bosh, Hashem, free will is the best. Gevaldig, I could choose. I chose the steak. Free will is gevaldig. A great free will. I could choose a chavrusa. This guy or that guy. Who do you want to learn with? Free will. Let me try. I like this guy better. Free will. I love free will. So great. I have a little secret. Animals have that will also. That's not the key. Animals also. An animal sees two foods. It could decide. Do I want this or that? It goes to the thing that has a more of a desire for. Boom. It goes there. Great. The animal also has bechira. A dog says, who should I bite? Dog said, okay, he looks more geschmack. Boom. Needs better bite than that guy. Is that free will? Ah. So a dog is here, a human being. What's the free will that a human has that a dog does not have? I want you to hear these words. Many of us have heard these words before. We have to get into our bones. There's no elves, no Rosh Hashanah, there's no mitzvah, there's nothing without these words. I want you to understand, I want all of us to get these words in our bones. Free will is the possibility to choose what you don't want to do. Free will is that all my that I've a rotzen, I have a taiva to eat meat, and I can still choose to have milkings. Free will is I can have a desire to do this way, I can have a rotzen to do this way, and I can use my das, I can use my intellect to choose not what my rotzen wants. Bechira is the possibility of choosing to do with your das of that which your rotzen doesn't want to do. If my rotzen, I don't feel like learning, bechira is the immense power. It's a weapon of immense, of epic proportions. It's the possibility of I have no cheshek to learn, and now I can exercise bechira. What a powerful weapon. I have a weapon called bechira. I cannot want to learn, and I could choose the possibility of learning anyway. Because I know intellectually it's the right thing. I have no cheshek, and my amazing bechira. If I have cheshek and I learn, that's not bechira per se. That's doing what naturally, I feel like it, so I do it. That's not choice. Animals also, what they feel like, they do. Bechira has the amazing possibility of I don't feel like doing it, I still can do it. I feel like saying Lashna, I still cannot say it. I feel like saying a mean line to my friend that I can hold it in. That's Bechira. Oh, now he's touched Bechira. When a person lives without Bechira, he's a tree. When a person, that people go 120 years, they can be nice people. Very nice, easygoing guy, that's their personality. The people are nice. They pride themselves, very nice guy. They're always nice naturally. When the Nisayon comes, they're mean. So they never once exercise Bechira. The people who live 120 years never exercise Bechira. They never exercise this powerful weapon of acting not the way they feel, of having no cheshek and learn anyway. Now that weapon is the possibility to exist. A person who doesn't exercise bechira, after 120, Hashem says you're a tree, exactly as I made you. You were. You weren't a partner in creation. You didn't create a new you. You're exactly the same person that I sent to the world. I sent a person who has natural instincts. You're like chaff that gets blown around by the wind. You didn't create yourself. You didn't make a zich, a self. Where are you? Where's yourself, the one who has the ability to act not like he feels like acting? You didn't create here. You just were the way I sent you down. When you have a feeling to get angry, you get angry. When you have a feeling to be nice, you're nice. So you just go along, whatever the winds are. So where's you? Where did you make a stand in your life? Where did you express me? Create a new me. Create a special me. Where did you pass what I sent down to the world? That is why when Adam and Rishon sins, the first sin, what does Hashem say to him? Ayeka, where are you? Where are you? It means, where are you? I send you an Isaiah, a test.
which means you have a challenge. You have a ruts to do one way, and I wanted to see if you, with your das, with your intellect, you could choose not to act what you have a taiva to do, and you fail. Sayaka, where are you? Oh, you had a taiva, a ruts to do it. That's what I created. Ayaka, where are you? When Avraham Avinu passes the ultimate Nisayan of that Keda, Avraham Avinu, Hashem says, when he's coming to pass, Hashem says, Avraham, he says, Hineini, here I am, I exist. Hineini, here I am, I exist, me, the strongest me I've created, I can pass the Nisayan. Hineini, here I am. Ayaka is, where are you, the Zich. This tzaddik, this beautiful person, understands that the Yetzer wants to destroy him from the world. It wants to make, he has no Olam Hazeh, he has no Zich. He's not, there's no Olam Hazeh without this. Forget Olam Hazeh, there's no Olam Hazeh, a person who can't say his words. I know you have no Chesh, we'll learn anyway. You have no Olam Hazeh if you can't do that. You have no Zich. It's feeling of bliss in marriage, in all areas of life. To have a person has a tie, he has a tie to say something mean to his wife. He holds it in, it's bliss. It's bliss, it's passion. It's, when we express Bechira, those are the best cigars, he doesn't have Chesh. If he just follows the words, okay, Ayeka, where are you? If the person taka can dig deep, and he taka can exercise Bechira, that's a powerful tool of Bechira, and he can choose, it's such a wonderful feeling. It's the feeling of existing, of strength, of ani. Of anoichi, of hineini, it's a feeling of hineini, I am. Hashem, you created me here. I also, I was a shukri from creation also. And this tzaddik understood that the Yetzirah was trying to get him just to follow his ratzon, just to follow his ratzon, just to go whatever his ratzon says, to follow his ratzon. This tzaddik understood, Bikish atardein even the oilam. The Yetzirah wants me just to follow whatever I feel. You're good looking, go for it. He wants you to just follow whatever taiviya, whatever passion, whatever leiv, asurach v'levavchem. That Yetzer wants to destroy my Olam Hazeh. And it doesn't take him till he's middle aged, divorced, Rahman al-Slan, full of Ali Yisur and Techapet. This tzaddik, the moment, Pachas La Yitzri, the moment he feels this Bahala, this swiftness, this Yetzer who wants it that fast, take it from Miyad immediately. He dahares, Bidisha Tereinim in Oilam. This Yetzer wants me to make me a Olam Hazeh. He wants to take away my whole Adoichi, my whole joy in this world, this, my whole power, my whole strength, being able to exercise Bechira. Amarti Lai. So Zot this Sadek, Zot this Nazir, Amarti Lai. I said to him, Rosha, Lama Atom Ska Ba'ilum Shema Shalcha. I said to him, Ayetzahara, you, Rosha, why are you being a Balgai in a world that's not yours? It's psychology, Rabbi Isai, and unfortunately it seeps into our circles. There's, in the Western psychology, people are trained to think if they have taivas, that's them. People can plead insanity. People can say, listen, what can I do? I had a taiva. People feel he's labeled Buster as taivas. So he is what his taivas are. I don't want to be mired in this. It's a whole schmooze for itself. But people feel if a guy's a taiva, a guy falls apart. A guy can come, he runs to his Rebbe, he says, Rebbe, I don't know what is that, a taiva. It's him. He identifies it as taiva as him. This tzaddik daher is a marti loy. What is a marti loy? You're talking to yourself, Nazir. A marti loy, a marti latzmi. A marti, I said. What's he saying? Loy to him. Russia, you Russia. Because he daher is that it's a taiva, it's not me. It's not intrinsic. I'm a tzaddik. I have a type that attacks me, but I'm a tzaddik. He dahares, it's not him. It's only an outside force. The Yetzer is only a type that attacked me, but it's not me. Amarti loy. Amarti loy. People feel, they do averis. They feel it's mamish them. They say, it's not my type to learn. It's not my type. Look what I've done in the past. Come back and learn. Because when they're dahering, it's all their nisyonis, all their taivas, it's me. It's me, it's etzem. It's me. So look at me. I'll show you my past. A Rebbe of a Bachra in this yeshiva called me up before he came to yeshiva. And he said, I have to tell you the Bachra's past. I want to tell you, it's important to know something that has passed. So I said it nicely. I said it nicely enough. Rebbe, I didn't say nicely. I tried to say nicely enough. And I'm uninterested. I'm uninterested. I couldn't care less. So, right, and he said, no, I just want to tell you something. you know, he has some trouble in the past. This Rebbe thinks, his understanding, that those chatoim are etzem, So you have to know, you can know the person through and through and not even know the first thing about those chatoim. It's not etzem. He had a taiva. It was a taiva machotz. He gave in. Amarti loy. The tzaddik, the nazir understands, I have a taiva. It doesn't fall apart. He doesn't say, oh, you never look at me, I had a taiva. He falls apart. Oh, because I have no cheshik. He falls apart. That's it. That's a davim machotz. It's a yitzara attack. Amarti loy. Say to him, understand it's not you. Understand, okay? So something's attacking me. I'm under attack. So amarti loy, Russia, you. Not me. It's not etzem. Be'etzem ritzoyni las ritzoynchem. Be'etzem we're pure. We have neshama tahir at our core. Amarti loy, but I daher, our neshama is under attack. So amarti loy, I don't fall apart. I don't melt. Good. I did kach b'kach. I had a type. I don't melt. It's not a type. I'm under attack. I'm under attack by that Russia. Amarti loy. So you turn to your Russia as a davar b'chutz. You drive him out that way. You say, Rosh Loma Atam is go, why you? I know it's not me. I know it doesn't have to be me. I know Pashut, I have inside me purity. And Amarti Loi. So I said to him as an outside thing, as an outside power, I understand it's not me. This is something we all have to work on. This is the Kuba. Of chapping that we at our core with Sayyilas with Sayyilchem. We had a core in the Shamat Tahiris. We had a, with, not to fall apart when a taiva attacks. Not to say, oh, I can't believe it. I see, it shows who I am. No, no, it doesn't show it. I always say over, in the other year we said this, repeat it again now. Aaron HaKohen used to have a trick. Used to have the following method of working with people in Klal Yisrael. The Rambam says this in Pirush Mishnah Yisrael. Rambam, we read it inside. I'm going to read it again. Klal Yisrael. He read, the Rambam says that Aaron HaKohen used to walk up to people, he says, that were Rishon. The Rambam says they were Rishon. And he used to tell them, he used to say to them, talk to them, and befriend them, and come close to them. And the person would say inside of them, if Aaron HaKohen would know what a Rosh I am, if he would know what a Rosh I am, he would never talk to me, he had a Sheikhus. So the person, the Rambam said, would be Misamis Tvarov. He would say, let me prove Aaron right. Let me prove it's the emes of his words, and you become a tzaddik. It sounds like it's a trick. Aaron HaKohen is a good trickster. Sounds like a trick. A trick. He deals nicely with them as if he deals with them as if they're tzaddikim. The guy says, if Aaron would know my deep secrets, it's a trickster. Rosha. Aaron HaKohen is the most truthful person there is. There's no trick involved with us today. Not a mashal trick. Aaron HaKohen the Harris, that those chatoim of the person are not be'etzem. He sees in Shama Torah, mekaifas, with powers, with strength, with ability, with milas, with tremendous milas. He sees in Shama Torah, and he the Harris, and Shama Torah is under a lot of attack. I feel when Shama Torah is under terrible attacks, and I feel maybe he gave in the past. But Aaron HaKohen is so perceptive, he can still see the Shama Torah. He still understands with Sayyidi Las with Sayyidim. There's a Halakha Yid in front of me. He understands that all the other stuff is Russia's external, Lama Atamska. It didn't, there's still a Neshama, pure Neshama here. So Aaron HaKohen deals with the person as a tzaddik. Through him dealing with the person as a tzaddik, it says the guy who wants to be Misameis Dvarav, wants to prove Aaron right. The guy that hears, he understands. If Aaron HaKohen relates him as neshama, it reveals to the guy, it shows guy, Aaron HaKohen Taka knows me, and he, without seeing all the rishis about me. Because you don't have to see the rishis to know me. There's one of the Bachman went there to Yisrael. I told him this would happen before he became a counselor at camp, and he called me up this summer, maybe just going up to make me feel, so I told him it happened, but he said it Taka happened. I have found, when I worked in camp, years ago I worked in a camp, it was a very wild place. Drugs, other things. And I found when you work with a bacher, they always felt the need, they always felt the need to tell you about their past. Always, a bacher came, I discovered guy after guy, they felt the need to tell you the dirt about themselves. I have to tell you this, they'd say. Always, inevitably. I found bacher here, this bacher called me up and told me about it. Other bachers have told me, I've asked about this when you're a counselor and you're working with a kid. He wants to tell you, I have to tell you about something I did in the past. I don't want to tell you. Because he feels you don't, the person, he wants to have a relationship. A relationship is based on knowing each other. In the Torah, when it says marriage, it says Vayeda, he knew. Relationship, the old relationship of marriage, of Via, is Das, is knowing. It's the ultimate Kesher, is knowing the other person. So the person says, if we want to have a Kesher, you have to know me, you don't really know me. There's a secret about me, you don't know me. And I feel it's an equal in our Kesher. Because the ultimate Kesher is Vayeda, is knowledge, is understanding. I understand you, I dare you, as much as an outside can understand another one. And you dare me. If you don't know Kafatah secret, you don't know me. So I have to tell you this. It's affecting. I can't feel I have a real relationship with you. I can't feel it. Because I'm just afraid that our relationship is not based on a certain piece of knowledge. You know, you tell a person, please don't tell me. The message you get, don't let them tell you. The Shofar invites you. It's not Negeya. He calls you up there. I can tell you about a Bachar. It's not Negeya. Because he thinks that that's his accent. That's him. So to know me, you have to know about all my failings. And when you are sent back, I don't have to know about your failings to know you. What you are, Neshama Torah, with Alakot, with Asach Koichas, with tremendous, a lot of Koichas. You're a powerful person in Neshama Torah. And to know you, I can know your Milas. I know you well. You gave in here, you had this deciding. That's the Yetzer, that's Rosh Lama Atamiska. That's an outside force. And that's what this tzaddik understood. Rosh Lama Atamiska, that's why he didn't sin. Because he understood, he didn't fall apart, he had a taiva. He didn't say, so look at what a shredded the person I am. He had a taiva. Rosh comes running in panic. It's Abi Yetzahara. My reaction is, I'm a shot. Yetzahara, what's that? I don't know, but could you introduce him to me? He was, I say 10 minutes before he came to you, he was sitting by me for an hour. he came to you, I thought he was just sitting by me. I didn't even remember, God, he didn't even like me. How did he come to you? He was still by me. There's no chiddush. We all have yetzaras. The person has the yetzara, that's not a chiddush. The person has yetzara. The person has yetzara, we have yetzaras. But what a person can do, what a person has to do, is understand that he has the ability to look the yetzara square in the eye. That because he has the taiva, doesn't mean he has to give in. Because he has the taiva, doesn't mean he falls apart. He has to look at the Torah square in the eye and say, I'm still Neshama Torah, Rosh Lama Atamiska. You're davening bechutz. I always feel before Adam sinned, it was so much easier to avoid it. Before Adam sinned, the Yetzirah tapped you on the shoulder. He wasn't inside us. Before Adam sinned, the Yetzirah would tap you on the shoulder. Turn around, the Yetzirah would say, Shalom Aleichem. Sit down for a few minutes. And say, it's not talking Kalish. I'll tell you a good piece of Russian, I gotta tell you this. So you understood, he said. But he's the guy my mother yelled at me, don't hang out with. So he understood, stay away from the guy. He understood he's a bad guy. God told me stay away from him. My mother always warned me, when Mr. Yetzar comes to you, run away, he's a bad influence. Don't hang out with friends like that. You know, all of us tell us about friends. So he was like the bad friend. You know, in school you had that guy, the Schickelville. Your mother said, don't hang out with him. Come on, tell me that a friend. Don't hang out with that guy. Yetzirah was that guy. Everybody said, don't hang out with him. When he tapped you on the shoulder, you ran. That famous. Oh, you again? I'm out of here. Now, after Adam sinned, the following Nisayim became Hashem put it inside of us. Now it's difficult. Because now you think you're him. Now it's difficult. Now you already feel you're him. Now really that voice is the Fnim. Now ready, stricken. Now ready, you fall apart. That Yetzirah, it doesn't normally tap you on the shoulder, it taps your belly button. It's from inside also. It's a little, no longer the shoulder anymore. So now ready, saying, I'm confused. It's me. Uh-oh. I'm in trouble. I'm Yetzirah. I don't know what to do. Fall apart. I have no chesed. What do I do? I don't feel like learning. What do I do? And b'chul. I just have a big, I have this tremendous voice inside. Speak Yetzirah. And our avodah is to drive me out. How do we drive me out? Russia! I know you've moved inside of me. I know Hashem let you live in here. You know, in the body, some people get intestinal worms. Intestinal worms are mushrooms. It's the hardest. I know you're an intestinal worm. You grab that. Hashem let you in on the inside, you intestinal worm. But Russia! I'm going to talk to you. You're noichach. You're opposite me. I know it's not intrinsic. I'm still neshama. And this beautiful yid, this tzaddik, this eternally beautiful yid, understands that. And he says, Ravoida, I swear, Shagal Chalashamayim, I'm going to shave you off. I swear I'm going to shave you off. Because this beautiful yid, eternally beautiful yid, understands. He understands the Yetzirah, and he understands how the Yetzirah works. And he knows something else. He's inspired to fight his Yetzirah. He understands, it's a moment of strength. He understands that this moment, even for this beautiful yid, for this strong yid, this yid who understands so deeply the Yetzirah, he understands that the Yetzirah is still powerful. So I better act immediately. Like all the Bali Musa say, that when you have a moment of inspiration, don't wait till later on. So, I swear, Shagal Peshamayim, on the spot, because I swear I'm shaving you off, I'll be a Nazir. He doesn't wait! He's inspired now, he makes a commitment now. I swear I'm going to be a Nazir. I'll shave you off, I swear. Right away, immediately, because he knows the inspiration now, he's inspired to fight the Yetzirah. He knows also that inspiration wears off. Inspiration, I can be inspired now, but I don't know what's going to be later on. So in that moment of inspiration, I swear, Shagal Chalashmaim, I'll shave you off. And the story finishes. Shimon HaTzadik says, Miyan, immediately, Amadati. Shimon HaTzadik says, I stood up. I kissed him on his head. Amarti lo, and I said to this beautiful, internally beautiful yid, B'ni, my son, Kamoicha Rabu Yirbu Noizu Naziris B'Yisrael. Like you, Shbimen Nazim Akla Yisrael. Like you, Taklish B'Nazim. And on you is the pasuk referring when it said, "Ish ki yaflu linder neder nazir lahazir l'Hashem." A person will make a naziris for God. That's stam naziris. That's stam refraining from things. Shtick. Stam refraining from things to torture themselves. God doesn't like that. But l'Hashem, totally for Hashem. Taki didul l'Hashem shemayim. And that tzaddik, taki shimon tzaddik, was willing to eat from his carbon nazir. Just the chazit, the kitzur nimrutz. It's called the different points. The main. We said a few points here. But to go over question. The 2 points that I think I want to set. That just the chazit. The main points. Conclusion is these two nekudas. The starkening. These two nekudas is one to understand that in this world, tavolim hazeh, we have to learn to say no to our rutzinus. Just because a person feels like doing something, tavolim hazeh, a person has to have the strength of bechira. Tavolim hazeh. It's bliss to recognize you. The Yetzirah says, don't go to sleep. It's bechira to say, I'm going to go to sleep. It's bechira to get a mitzvah deraisa. Bechar to bechayim, it's a mitzvah deraisa. To exercise bechira is a mitzvah deraisa. Bechar to bechayim, it's a mitzvah deraisa. And you say, I'm going to sleep because I want to exercise against my ratzon. Because the ratzon abayri, so I'm koyach tomorrow to mitzvah deraisa. To exercise in bechira. First, there's a tiger to say a line. To exercise in bechira, it doesn't say. It's a tiger to rip someone, it doesn't say. He's a type of the Torah, he doesn't say, holds it in. This is Bechira. This is that massive weapon of Bechira. We have to learn to exercise. He has any Ratzon that's bad, he overcomes it, he fights it, that's Bechira. The powerful weapon of Bechira is one Nekuda. And to exercise Bechira is existing in this world, it's having pleasure in this world, is enjoying this world. It's Pashat Abin Eilam Hazet, and the opposite of Rahman al-Slan is Bikish al Tardayim al-Eilam. That's one Nekuda. And the second Nekuda is not to fall apart when the Sionis come, not to fall apart. Our neshama stays pure, and with that neshama, to look at it, and to say, Amarti Loi, I still have it, it's a little hard to get to, I'm full of, when a person's at a time, very little cheshek. So it's a little hard to feel his neshama, but he still has that das, he still has that neshama Torah, and to say to himself, to say to that attack that's coming on, Amarti Loi, I'm going to still function, I'm going to still go to Snarim, I'm going to still go to Tfilas, Amarti Loi, to learn that he's just under attack, but the neshama Torah is still attack. And Pasha, with those two things, Taka, two things that we can come into Yimei Adin Taka, and be zeicha to a good ksiva and a good ksiva.